Well, our theme tonight is, will the feds yank the interest rate leash, playing the east-west pendulum? I wrote in the blog post for the Salieri Report this evening about the rebalancing between east and west. It's something we've talked a lot about this year. I've encouraged you to both listen to my interview with Steve Roche and read his book Unbalanced, which is a great overview for the part of that involving China and the United States, which, of course, is the very big piece. The latest development, we have the next Fed meeting coming up in 5 days, December 16th and 17th, and they're starting to indicate that they are going to change what they're saying about interest rates, clear signal that they may raise them even sooner than middle next year, which is what sort of the official, unofficial party line has been. I assure you the guys, the breakaways who shifted $40 trillion out are going to have a buying party. If you shift interest rates out, there's a great article that I put up on the blog from Ambrose Pritchard, Dollar Surge Endangers Global Debt Edifice, warns BIS. Basically, what they're saying is the same thing we've been talking about on the Salieri Report for weeks. Now, as the Fed no longer prints dollars at the speed that they were doing during quantitative easing, liquidity gets pulled in. If they raised interest rates, it gets pulled in. Even more, the cheap dollars that have been floating around encouraging people to borrow money in dollars, suddenly now you've got to pay it back in dollars, which are much harder to get, pay interest in dollars, and of course everybody except the U.S. has to earn dollars. They can't just print them. And so you start to get dollar shortages and dollars get a little bit tighter, and you threaten to raise interest rates and you're pulling that leash. And that means the power of the breakaways, money, and those who control the U.S. federal credit mechanism are going to have a lot more power. That power is going to rise. And that's what I've been talking about if, in case we get into a scenario with a much higher dollar. It's one of the things Franklin and I talk about today in the Precious Metals Market Report. Also, it's very interesting. Over the last 4 to 6 weeks, we've seen Yellen remarkably disappear from the press, and we have Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer out, literally acting like he's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. I talked about this when Yellen first went in and the danger that this would happen. Fischer's much more the kind of person that Wall Street would want, but he's an Israeli citizen. He's a former governor of the Israeli Central Bank. You can imagine why they didn't want to nominate him for chairman, but Fisher's much more of a hawk in his prominence in the news and out and about on the sort of Wall Street financial circles is very noticeable. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. But the whole message, of course, and I think the thing to watch is watch what the Fed's saying and watch what happens to the U.S. dollar, because if they even threaten to yank that leash, it's going to mean more power into the networks that control the federal credit mechanism, can print those dollars, and of course are sitting on the $40 trillion.